blood, and Donald Trump is responding to Gavin Newsom's relentless attacks at Donald Trump. You know it's making a difference if Donald Trump feels the need to have to finally respond to it, and he did. I have that for you coming up. And also, South Park is the only other thing, it seems like, who is meeting fire with fire, and they did not let up last night. Here's a bit of what South Park did against Donald Trump.
The moment mocked how leaders have given Trump presents. Just 2 weeks ago, the Apple CEO presented Trump with a customized glass sculpture featuring a 24-karat gold base moments before announcing Apple's $100 billion U.S. investment. And earlier this year, the Trump administration accepted a Boeing jet valued at $400 million from Qatar to be used as Air Force One.
And here is how the White House responded to all this.
But did issue a response to the season 27 premiere last month, saying in part to NBC News, "This show hasn't been relevant for over 20 years and is hanging on by a thread with uninspired ideas in a desperate attempt for attention."
Uninspired ideas in a desperate attempt for attention. That sounds so familiar. It sounds like the president of the United States, Donald Trump. Real quick, we have new merch. I'm so inspired by what's happening here in DC that I worked with an artist to create this sandwich thrower t-shirt inspired by Banksy. So you can get this t-shirt on the Keith's Debate Club website. It's going to be a link below. And there's also a poster in case you don't want to wear it. You want to hang it up in your house. So please do check that out. 50% of all proceeds are going to go to DC's Coalition for the Homeless. So please do check out that merch and let me know if you get it. Thanks. Now, Donald Trump said this yesterday. Gavin Newsom is way down in the polls. What polls? For what? He's not running for anything. What polls? Approval? I don't like what polls. He's just making up shit. He is viewed as the man who is destroying the once great state of California. I will save California, President DJT. Now, what's interesting to me about this is that Donald Trump didn't tweet in all caps, did he? It's kind of working because, of course, Gavin Newsom is doing all of the tweet. Oh, my God. I'm not going to read all this, but what I'm just going to point out about this is that this is exactly how the president of the United States tweets. Literally, we have shown you wall of text just like this. I'm not going to read all of it. That's how I know it's a good parody. It's almost too close to satire. The satire is too, it's almost too real, because just like Donald Trump's insane tweets, I'm not reading that. I'm not reading all that. I'm sure it's funny, but I'm not reading all that. My time is too precious, as is yours. Now, J.D. Vance also wanted to get into the mix, and here's what he had to say.
Stop sounding like crazy people. That really is all it is. I mean, this idea that Gavin Newsom is somehow going to mimic Donald Trump's style, I think that ignores the fundamental genius of President Trump's political success, which is that he's authentic. He just is who he is. You've got to be yourself. You've actually got to talk to people honestly about the issues. I don't think it's that complicated.